So today's daf is Lamed Tes. We got to the bottom of Lamed Chesamim Beis, the second to last line, the end of the line, Abai Amar. So Gemara had been dealing with why the Mishnah had, in the beginning of the Mishnah, the Reisha, Beisham and Beis Hillel were both in agreement when the Nechasim fell to the Shomer Yavam, but in the Seifa, when she died, then they had a Machlokas. So we had, one or two answers before how to explain it. Now Bai is going to suggest something else, how to explain why the Reisha, there's no Machlokas, the Seifa, there is a Machlokas. So again, it says at the bottom of Lam Nechesim Rebeis, Abai Amar, Reisha de Naflula Kishi Shemez Yavam. The Reisha talking about a case when she was still in the status of Shemez Yavam. The Yavam hadn't yet done the Maisa Yibum or Maisa Chalitza yet, so she's still waiting. And Seifa de Naflula Kishi Tachtav de Baal. But the Seifa is talking about a case where she already had gotten married, the Yibum, to the Yavam. So that's the difference of the case. So Gemara is going to explain how that explains. The Kesavar Abai is of the opinion, Yado Kiyada. His hand, the hand of the Baal, the Yavam, is like her hand of the the Isha, the Shemeres Yavam, who's now married. So let's look at Rashi for some explanation here. Top of Lama Tesam Aleph, Rashi says, Kesavar Abai Yado Kiyada. Midaoki Pluksai Benafala Tachtav. Now they were explaining when Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue, it's talking about a situation where she already was married to the Yavam. V'afilu hachi, despite the fact that they're married, the Beis Hillel nechasim b'chezkasim. Even though you would think when they get married, all the property should go over to the husband, despite that fact, Beis Hillel thinks the nechasim remain in the status quo. Kesavar Abaye, nesua yado ki yadav lo yoser. When somebody gets married, his hand equals her hand. He doesn't have an overpowering hand. They have equal share in the property. Hilkach kishemes, when the husband dies, vainly yavam ba elazika. Now the yavam, when the first husband dies, so they have equal share. Now the husband dies, now the yavam comes into play. Ainly yavam ba elazika, he only has a zika, this connection, and yado griam yado. His hand is a zika, as a yavam, he has a weaker hand than her hand. She has the upper hand now. V'nichasim b'chazkasa. And all the property goes in the, leaves in status quo, wherever it was beforehand. So Beis Shammai pligi v'amar nesua yado adifa miyada. He argues, when they get married initially to the first brother, his hand, the husband's hand, is greater than her hand. He has a greater ownership on the property than she does. Uch shemes, when the first husband dies, yad hayavam kiyada v'yachloku. Then when they end up dropping down a level, they become equal, and then the yavam and her have the equal portion, and that's why Beis Shammai says equal. But Beis Hillel again says, when they're initially married, they have equal hands. When he dies, so she has a stronger hand, and the Yavam comes into play, he has a weaker hand than she has, and that's why Beis Hillel says everything goes according to, Beis Hillel says everything goes based on the Chezkas Nechasim. That's how Baye explains this. I'm sure there's a lot of lumdus here about the relationship of the husband and the wife's ownership and how the Yavam fits in here. And that's according to Rashi.
But according to this, when it says the Seifa, the Naflula, La, Kesheki, Tachta, Tachat, the Baal, first Baal.
Exactly. After they had been married. No, they were fell, let's see.
That's what the Arab scroll says. That's why I'm a bit confused.
So then it fell. Oh, it must have fallen when she was married.
To the first one.
And then she.
Because since they fell while they were still married to the first one, once he dies, then the Yavam has his chus on those. Otherwise, if it falls afterwards, he has nothing.
Right. So then the first case, when it fell after he died, the first husband died.
Right. That's
and that's what she has full control.
She has full control. The second one happens when when she was still married. So the Yavam takes over the part.
Okay. So then the Gemara says, Amalei Rava. Rava says to Abaye, I denafli lei la, I denafli la kishi tachtav, de baal. If the property falls while she's married to the first husband, de chui amalo pligi di yada adifimi di yada. No one's going to argue. Everyone agrees the husband, the first husband, has a greater ownership than she does.
What?
Sorry?
But you just say different.
Right, so he argues. So Rava's saying it's not true. What you said about is incorrect. Everyone's going to agree that when they're married, the husband has a stronger hand. No one's going to think they have equal partnership and everything. Husbands have a greater ownership. Ella, says Rava, Eid of Eidi denafula kishi shomeres yavam. Everyone agrees the property falls to her when she's shomeres yavam, meaning after her first husband dies, before the yavam had performed yibum. So all the property falls then. Reisha delo avid ba maimer, seifa de avid ba maimer. It's a question now whether or not the Yavam had performed Maimer, that Kedushin Midrabanan, on the case of Shemeres Yavam, solidifying that, or really, yeah, solidifying that relationship, but before Yibam has taken place. So in the Reisha, where no Maimer was taken, no Maimer was done yet, so she has everything. The Seifa, where Maimer was done, that's where Beishamai Beis Hillel agree. Beishamai says, once Maimer was done, we'll see in a second how Beishamai is Lashitaso, but Beishamai says, once Maimer is done, they have equal portions now. Beis Hillel says, even if Maimer was done, it still goes back to the Cheskas, the Chazak of the previous properties.
On a woman who's not a Yibam,
yeah.
On a woman that's regular, and she has Kiddushin, when something falls on her, what's the Halacha that when she has a Rusin?
I thought she has full ownership still.
She still has full ownership.
Yeah, I think so.
I think we did that.
May have come up. I can't remember everything. Maybe Adam remembers. So, I think she has full ownership. So the Gemara says, the Kesavar Rava Maimer L'Beishame Osa Vada Erusa V'Safek Nisua. So, Rava holds that according to Beishamai, a Maimer creates a full-fledged Erusa, but it creates a Safek Nisua. It's more than Arusa, but less than Nisua, somewhere in between. Right. And Vada Erusa, so why does it mean, how could it be both? It's either Vada Erusa or it's a Safek Nisua. So what he explained is, it's a Vada Erusa L'Tchos B'Tzara. Once he performs Maimer on this particular wife, he solidifies that potential relationship, but he knocks off all the other Tzaros, which become Mutter to the rest of the world. And when we say it's Safek Nisua, it means Lachlok B'Nechasim. It's more than Arusa, because if it was an Arusa alone, he would have nothing. It becomes, in regards to the finances, they become a Safek Nisua, partially married, or maybe question whether they're married, and therefore they would split up the Nechasim. Okay. Itmar Mishmei de Rabbi Elazar, Kevasa de Rava. Rabbi Elazar says, just like Rava, Vitmar Mishmei de Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Kevasa de Abaye. And Rabbi Yossi holds like Abaye. Umi Amar Rabbi Elazar, Hach, does Rabbi Elazar really hold like Rava, that says that both situations are talking about when she was Shemeres Yavam, and it fell while she was Shemeres Yavam, the Machlokas is whether there's Maimer done or not. Could that really be true? Vaha Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar, Maimer lebeishamai eino kone ela lidchos b'tzar bilvad. So Rabbi Elazar clearly says that Maimer, all Maimer does is able to push off the Tzara to allow her to get married to somebody else. But it has no, it does not create any kinyan regarding the finances. So Rabbi Elazar can't agree like Rava, because Rava said if Maimer was done, Maimer gives them a Safek Nesua and they split the Nechasim. But here Rabbi Elazar clearly says it doesn't do that. All it's able to do is knock off the Tzaros, so but nothing to do with finances. Right, so Gemara says, Ipech, we're going to switch it around, that I guess Rabbi Elazar really holds of Abaye, right? And Rabbi Yossi must hold of Rabba. Or the Gemara says, Ibai Zema, Vilam Lo Tepech, we don't need to switch around who says like who. What could you explain? So it seems to be a stirrup. Amlecha Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar explains as follows. Ki Amra Anna, when I said my idea that Eino Kone Elo Lichos B'Tzara, Anna Dilo Sagi Lebeget Elo Dibai Na Michalitza. I only said that it's not enough to get, not, when you do Maimer, get alone doesn't work, you still also require Chalitza. That was the only thing that was on his radar to discuss. But Lach Lokin B'Nechasim, to Lokani Miyamri, but that ever entertain the possibility that by Nechasim there's no acquisition? I wasn't talking about that. My only concern right now was the need for again Chalitza, but I wasn't talking about finances at all, and the Nechasim, therefore, Blazar, he could still be holding like Rava, like the initial statement was.
If she dies, while she's in a state of Ibama, right?
If she dies,
then only then you can take the Nechasim.
We're talking about a case of when she dies, and they split the, exactly, the Yerushim split up the property, right?
Okay. Right. According to Beis Hillel, what's changing from the Reish to the Seif according to Rava? So in both cases, it's just Shomer Siavon, and there's a Maimer was done in the Seif, right?
Right.
But Beis Hillel seems to say that the case is Beches Gassan, whereas in the Reisha, she was Mocheres Fenosenes. Kaya. Sounds like it's going down.
According to what? According to
Beis Hillel, in Rava.
According to Beis Hillel, the first one is that she was Yorish before the Maimer, and the second one is she was Yorish after the Maimer.
Maimer doesn't do anything for Beis Hillel. Only for Beis Shammai does it affect anything. Yeah, that's it. unless we say.
The frosh said something earlier.
Right. that he should be consistent, but the Mishnah doesn't present it unless you tweak something in the Mishnah, like we did the other day.
Like it's been the Evan maybe in the ratio.
Right.
If she sells it, it works, but it's not too sure to keep selling it.
Maybe something like that. Take a quick peek in the back. Doesn't seem like anyone back here is discussing this.
So according to Rava, Rava doesn't talk about Beit Hillel, right?
Not really. Rashi just in passing mentions him.
The Baal Mor writes, argues with Rashi, Baal Mor writes that even Beit Hillel, Maimer is Osei a Suffolk. It creates a Suffolk, so it's different than the first one. That's why things change. That's why he writes, L'chachil, it's usher to sell according to Beis Hillel, but b'dievet it works. So Rashi and Ritva apparently argue that, like you said, I'm not sure what changes. They don't explain what changes from the Reisha to Sefer within Beis Hillel, but Beis Hillel does seem to stay the same.
If it creates a Suffolk, then the Reisha could be talked before the Maimer and the Sefer could be after
that's
the Maimer.
That's Baal Mor, but Rashi doesn't think Maimer does anything. Uh-huh. So within Rashi's world, where Maimer is meaningless for Beis Hillel, why this Mishnah presented two different ways, they don't explain why it is, but maybe what same thing what Adam was suggesting, maybe the Chachila versus B'dievet, I don't know. Okay. And then the Gemara says, Amar Papa, Diyuka Dimasnisin Kavasa Debaye. If you read the Mishnah carefully, it works out better for the opinion of Abaye, who said again that one was a case of before they got married, one was when Shemesh Yavam, one was after they had, during the marriage. So how? Biafagav the Kasha Mesa, even though the Mishnah ends up being a Kasha for it, because Mesa the Kasani Nechasim Nechasim Yotzim Ima, it's not even though it's a Kasha. Why? What's Gemara saying here? So it says the Kasani Nechasim HaNechasim Yotzim Ima, all the property that comes in and goes out with her, what does it mean, my Nechasim and my Yotzim? Lav Nechasim L'Rishis HaBaal, the Yotzim Rishis HaBaal L'Rishis HaAv. So does that not mean, when we say Nechasim, coming in, does not refer to coming into the Rishis HaBaal. And when we say Yotzim, does not mean it leaves from the Rishis HaBaal and going to the Rishis HaAv. So therefore, it sounds more like a Bai. How so? So Rashi explains that the Dik is that the Yotzim and Rishis HaBaal, Kishimesa, after she died, Alma Dinaflu La Tachas Baila. It must be talking about a case where they were married already. Where whilst they were married, the first marriage, that's when the property came in. The safe in the case is where the property came while she was married. And since it came while she was married to the first husband, that's where the first husband has a certain bailus to it. And that's what it means, nichnasim v'yotzin, it goes out, it goes in. It leaves the rishus of the baal, because the baal had ownership to it. That's why the safe is very meduyak in terms of the ownership of the baal. It's where the property fell during the, came to her during her marriage for the first, with the first marriage. But the problem with the mission is, Alpha Gav the Kasha Mesa, but the problem is, why did the Mishnah present it only as a case of Mesa? Why is the Mishnah, if the Mishnah trying to get the point across that when she's married to the first husband and property comes to her, the husband has ownership, why does it only talk about his ownership after she dies where the property goes? Why not talk about it while she's alive? What happens with that property while she's alive and whether the husband has ability to use his paris or not? That would seem to be a much better case than having to talk about after death. So even though that's problematic, the other part of the Mishnah seems to be meduyak more like a bai than by Rava.
So that was the same kasha we asked earlier on Ula, right?
Right, exactly. Okay. Then I think Mark quotes the end of the Mishnah, that kunsa harehi ish l'chol davar, I think the Mishnah said, right? If they end up getting married, then to the second husband, he becomes a full-fledged husband in regards to everything. And the only thing not is that the ksuba goes back on the property of the first husband, not the second husband. The responsibility is on the property of the first estate. So the Gemara says, L'mai hilchasa. What does that mean that she's a isha l'chol davar? So Amar Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, lomar shemegar shebeget, umach sira. To tell us that now that they're married, if they want to get divorced, this brother, the Yavam, to her, they would have to require a get, and they're also allowed to remarry her. Okay, Gemara says, Megar Shebeget Pshita, of course. Once they're married, he performs Yibam, they're husband and wife. And of course, you need a get to end the relationship. So Gemara says it's not so obvious. Sakadaita Chamina, I would have thought, Hol k'siv lakchalo li'isha v'yivama, amrachmana. Since the Torah says you should acquire this widow now as your wife and do yibum, adai nivuma harishon ala. Since we call it lakchalo li'isha and we still call it v'yavma, she's still called the yivama after being married to the second husband. You would think that status is still remaining on her. And you would think that bechalitza in beget lo. So since she's still called the yivama after being married to the second husband, maybe you require chalitza to end that relationship and not a get. K'mash malam, the brisa tells us that the Mishnah tells us that you require a get once yibum is performed. A get's needed, not a chalitza. And what about machzir pshita? Of course, once you're married to her and you divorce her, you're always allowed to remarry her like any other husband. Unless you're a kohen, you could marry your divorcee as long as you're not a kohen and she does not get married to somebody else in between. So what's the chiddush here? Why does it tell us machzira? Gemara says this is pshita. Hasag da tachamina, not so obvious, because you would have thought as follows. Mitzvah di rami rachman aleh avda. There's a mitzvah of the brother-in-law, the yavam, to perform yibam to the widow. Okay? Hashta tikam aleh be'isr eishis achna. But now the mitzvah yibam was done, and he divorced her, maybe it should revert back to their previous relationship, that he's a brother-in-law and she's the sister-in-law. And they're also to each other, eishis ach. Kamash Milan, no, once they get married, the Eshet Ach is completely removed and it can never come back to life. Gemara says, Eim HaChanami, maybe it should. Who said it doesn't? Give me a source.
It's a good point.
So Gemara says, Amakra, the Pasuk says, V'lakcha lo li'isha. And you acquire the Yavama as your wife. What do you mean, li'isha? Kevin Shalakha, once you acquire her, Hare Hikish L'chaldavar, she becomes a wife completely and the history of being an Eshet Ach no longer exists. And if one were to divorce her, can remarry her without a problem of being Eishes Ach.
What's interesting is that this limud has nothing to do with Nechasim, and it seems that the Mishnah is talking only about Nechasim. So, you know, they come up with this limud with something that is totally not in the content of the mixta.
That's how it started.
But I guess Ricky pointed out,
it's talking about all Nechasim. It's not talking about Isur.
So if you just read the Mishnah, when it said this last line, Kansa, yeah. Nasa Isha L'Chaldavar, you would think, oh, it's also probably talking about property
if
as well.
If it's a limud, there has to be a limud with property, not a limud with her, whatever.
Right. I hear it. It does not go with the flow well of the rest of the Mishnah.
No, it doesn't go with the flow, because it's not a chidush on the Nechasim.
Right.
Or anything like that.
Okay. So then the Gemara says, the last line of the Gemara is analyzing the previous Mishnah, says, Bavad should take Ksuvasa, which the continuation was, that the Ksuba comes out from the first husband's estate. My time, what's the reasoning? Isha hiknilo minashamayim. So, this is based on the Pasuk we're saying, Rashi, Isha hiknilo liyavam.
We're talking about the ksuva that she's supposed to collect because her husband died, or if he gets married the second time, if he gets divorced the second time, it's on the first time, right?
I think it's going on the second time. I think the ksuba, that they have to have a ksuba in the second relationship.
Yes.
That ksuba, I think, continues through into the second relationship.
We say that the chasim of the first baal are responsible for that.
Exactly.
Even if he divorces her, even if the yavam divorces.
Right. Yeah. I think that's what it's saying. So why is this the case? Why is the first estate responsible to pay for the ksuba? Because the Gemara says, "My time of Isha hikna lo meshemayim." So it's not his responsibility. It's not fair to him. He never opted in. The Torah forced it upon him. So it carries on the previous responsibility from the first estate. V less than meirishon. Let's say the first one there was no property to pay it up. Then takinale misheni kadesh shelo te kalabein of lotzia. If there's no property, there's no estate to pay from the first marriage, so then we make the second one write a ksuba, and he would have to pay for it in order that she's not light in his eyes. Because if there's no ksuba, he's like, listen, I could just divorce her because I don't have to pay her any money. Part of the ksuba is to realize that there's a penalty for just divorcing the woman. There has to be a certain responsibility there. So in order that he shouldn't think that she's nothing in his eyes, so he would have to pay for the ksuba if there was no money from the first relationship.
So when she does yibum, she doesn't collect a ksuba from the first one.
I don't think so.
It looks like it's a continuation. The second one is a continuation from the first one. That's why we're right.
I think. Rashi doesn't say.
Like.
Is Rashi in the Mishnah comment? Rashi, you know, there's no comments there. That's why I viewed it. I thought it was going from the first relationship.
If she gets married to the other.
Right. If not, then she would collect it from the first estate. Right.
Wonder. I wonder if there is no nechasim, does that mean if at the shas of the Yibam or at the shas of the ultimate Gerushin and Amisa, she could collect from his Bnei Chorin from the second one.
Well, if the idea is Kedesh lo te kala beina of lotzia, I imagine it has to take place b'shas Yibam. The whole point is to not, so he shouldn't look like nothing in his eyes. If that only took place b'shas Misa at the end, or Gerushin, at the end, they wouldn't accomplish that.
It would still be a deterrent not to divorce her, because he knows in the back of his mind that he has to give nechasim.
Uh-huh.
Because Rashi says that because that they were makne her from Shemayim, there's no shiba nechasim for the ksuba for the second guy.
Say that one more time.
Rashi says because they were makne min Shemayim, he mm-hmm. says, so there's no shiba nechasim for the ksuba of the second guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the second guy could sell whenever he wants. It's mashma, like, so then what happens if there's none from the Rishon? That you create a shibud?
Right.
Like maybe there's just, she could collect from his Bnei Chorin if they are Bnei Chorin, but.
Uh-huh. I would say from Rashi that the fact that in the case where there is no collection of Sheni, that's, there's no shibud because it was against his will. But it sounds like if we had to implement a ksuba from the Sheni, then we would be Meshabi Nechasim. Mm-hmm. That's how I would read the mm-hmm. Diak.
Right.
The Gra has a Gra apparently says there's a machlokus Rishonim. Let's say the Sheni Yavam, the Sheni does not write a ksuba where he's supposed to write a ksuba, because the first marriage had no, the first husband had no nechasim. So now we tell the second guy to write a ksuba, and he doesn't write a ksuba. Do we make him pay or not? Normally, in a regular marriage, if the husband doesn't write a ksuva, he still owes her the money after death or after a divorce. But let's say the second yavam didn't write a ksuva when he's supposed to write it. Is there a responsibility for him to pay anyways? So most Rishonim apparently say that, yes, he becomes a full-fledged baal, and he would have to pay even if there were no ksuva, like any other baal. But then the Rambam apparently holds that, no, they only obligate him to pay if he actually wrote the ksuva. But if he somehow got out of it and never wrote the ksuva when he was supposed to, he actually is off the hook and doesn't have to pay her any ksuva.
Here it says something interesting. It says, כשכונס יבם את יבמתו, אומנם חייב הוא לכתוב לשטר כתובה שבה הוא מתחייב לזון ולפרנס אותה. אך אינו משבד את נכסיו לשלם לה במקרה של גירושים או אלמנות. Meaning that according to this, supposedly he still, when Yavam takes over, he still has to write kind of a star that he's going to give her mezonos and everything.
All the other stuff.
Yeah, but uh-huh. not.
Not a ksuva.
But if she dies, there's no, right. There's no right.
Okay. Says the new Mishnah, Lam Tesam Aleph, Mitzvah Begadol Yavam. The Mitzvah is on the oldest of the brothers to perform the Mitzvah of Yibam. Lo Ratzu, let's say he doesn't want to do Yibam. Mahalchen al Kolahach, and they go to the other brothers. Lo Ratzu, Chozun Eitel Gadol. If all the other brothers refuse, then they go back to the oldest brother. V'omim Lo, we say to the oldest brother, Alecha Mitzvah, you have the responsibility as the oldest to O Chalitz or Yavam, make a decision. Either do Chalitz or you do Yibam. Tolu B'Katan, Achi Yigdal. Let's say there's a Katan, and they say, Achi Yagdil. Let's say he says, listen, I have a younger brother, wait for him to get older. Or he says, listen, I have an older brother who's overseas. Oh, Cheir Shoshote. Or Cheir Shoshote. We say, I guess, wait for him maybe to get healed or come back. So, Ein Shomun Lo. Any of those cases, we say, we don't wait for these people. Ela Omun Lo, Elecha Mitzvah, O Chalitz Oyavim. If there's a person right now who's able to perform the Mitzvah, and there's someone else who is away or delayed or something we're waiting for, we don't say wait for them. We say whoever is able to do the mitzvah right now, the mitzvah is incumbent upon them to do. Okay. So then, before we go to the Gemara, an interesting question that discussed.
Tosso says that his taina is that they should marry her, that they should do yibum.
Uh-huh.
Not necessarily even though she's rabbi.
Ah, okay, just stop and do it. So that's different than the other cases. The other cases we're talking about waiting, but these we're not talking about waiting. This is stop doing it. Okay? So the Gemara has an interesting question. Let's say there's twins. This mitzvah, the Mishnah said the mitzvah be a gadol. Let's say they're twins. They're born at the same time. I would have thought the answer would have been, well, whoever was born first is the gadol. Apparently, I don't know who they quote back here. Chesek Shlomo says, you have to do a goral. You take lots and pick whoever gets it. I don't know why it wasn't so pashut that the first person born would be mitzvah gadol, unless we say we don't do l'shal. So when it comes to someone who's a bar mitzvah, we don't say becomes bar mitzvah at the hour or the minute he was born. the day he was born. He's born on Yud Tes Cheshvan. Today's Yud Tes Cheshvan. This moment, the night comes in, regardless of what time during the day he was born, until the twins become the same 13, the same exact day. That's so they say,
on.
What?
That's why go on.
Right, so therefore they have to say the Goral, exactly. Okay, another interesting thing, they say, Mitzvah Begadol Yavam, this is a Hakir brought down by the Rav David Pavarsky, he says, what does it mean there's a Mitzvah Begadol? Does Mitzvah Begadol mean there's Mamash and Mitzvah? Or do you mean there's a Zechus? We don't take it literally. It's a Zechus. We say, we don't see Mitzvah Lav Dafka. That's a discussion he has. He goes through a whole long discussion in Afkaminas here. But is it Mamish, the mitzvahs upon him, and no one else has mitzvahs? Or just a Zechus, but everyone else has an equal mitzvah? What's an Afkamina? I don't think he brings this one down. But let's say someone, one of the younger brothers, jumps ahead and does a mitzvah. Okay. Is he chayv asar zehuvim? Did he pay the 10 gold coins, the Gemara in Chulin says, by kisoy adam? I shecht my chaya, I shecht my deer. Or chicken. I have to do mitzvah kisoy adam. Comes along David, he steals my mitzvah and covers my blood up with the dirt. You took my mitzvah. You owe me 10 gold coins. That's a sar zehuvim. So here, if it's really a mamish mitzvah the gadol and the younger brother performs his mitzvah before him, I would think he owes 10 gold coins. If it's simply a zechus, then I don't think he would owe the sar zehuvim. What?
Well, the ounce now is 1,000.
I don't think it's ounce, 10 ounces.
I don't know how it's measured. It's not cheap. Gold is expensive. Okay.
How much is an ounce? 12, 14.
An ounce now it went down. Yeah, it's 11, 30, 11.
Now's 40. The time to buy gold. Yeah. Okay, fine. Gold. Says the Gemara. Itmar. Bias katan, chalitzas gadol, pligi. Let's say you have one katan. Now, Rashi, we're not talking about a katan as a minor, but a younger brother who is willing to do bia and yibum versus the older brother who's willing to do chalitza. So we said the mitzvah begadol, but we also find other cases, we'll see later on, that the yibum is better than chalitza. So which one's better, the bia of a younger brother or chalitza of an older brother? So Gemara says it's a pligi ba, it's a machlokas amararim, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Chadamar bias katan adifa, v'chadamar chalitza gadol adifa. One thinks bias katan is better, the other thinks chalitza gadol is better. Man damar bias katan adifa, da mitzvah yibam. Because yibam is the greater mitzvah than chalitza. Chalitza is viewed as a negative thing. We have other examples of this. Let's say there's a mitzvah pidyon peter chamor. Peter chamor, a firstborn donkey, you have the option of pidyon, you have the option of arifa, of breaking the neck. We always say the pidyon is a more positive approach. Yibam is a more positive approach. That's why we prefer the yibam, even though it's a katan.
Sorry, can you repeat it for a second? I'm confused.
Yeah, you have the option of a younger younger brother who wants to do yibam with this woman, and the older brother wants to do chalitza and end the relationship.
That's the case.
So which one's better? So it's a machlokus, which one's better? And the first opinion thinks that katan is better because yibam is better than chalitza, even though it's a younger brother. But the other opinion thinks man damer chalitza's gadol difa b'makom gadol bias katan lav klumhu. In the presence of a gadol, a katan is not recognized, and it's worthless, and has no stance here. Which would seem to indicate that the mitzvah, when we said the mitzvah, what does it mean, mitzvah begadol, sounds like it's not simply a zechus, it's mamish, the mitzvah is begadol, and everybody else has no mitzvah. So this machlokes, bias katan, chalitza's gadol, may very well connect to how you understand the word mitzvah's begadol.
The chalitza is mentioned in Torah as well.
Sure. Okay, then the Gemara says, Tanan, let's try to bring some rayas back and forth. The Gemara says, Tanan, lo rata machsirin al kol achin. Let's say the oldest brother does not want to do yibum. We go to all the other brothers. What does this mean? My lav lo rata liyavam el lachos. Does not mean he doesn't want to do yibum. Rather, he wants to do chalitza. And even though the gadol wants to do chalitza, we still say, v'katani mahalchin etz al ha'achin. We still say, go to the younger brothers. So shmamina bias katan adifa. We see a bia of the younger of a katan is greater than the chalitza of the gadol. Gemara says no, that's not how to read the Mishnah.
No, I don't understand because when it says achim, it doesn't say katani.
No, they have to mean if it's gadol. Once we leave the gadol, everybody else is a katan.
Are we talking katanim that they are minors or no. Katanim that they are
no younger?
In the Mishnah, we spoke about a katan that's a real minor. When we said that he said to wait and sperm until he becomes a gadol. But here we're talking about.
Also, this whole question is it better the Bechor or the oldest, again, the Chalit, really?
Correct,
that
yeah.
They would consider that?
That's the question, yeah.
Wow. It would seem almost like.
Okay. Right, so again, so it's a Gadol, Yibam of a Gadol, of the oldest brother, it's Bechor, let's say. The Yibam of the Bechor versus a Chalitza of the Bechor versus a Yibam of a younger brother, but over age. of age. So then the Gemara says, let's read that Mishnah again, the Bryce, the Raya. Tanan. Lo Ratza, if the oldest brother, Lo Ratza, doesn't want to do Yibum or Chalitza, let's see what it means in a second. Machsir Nakol Achim. We go to the younger brothers who are over 13. My love, does it not mean Lo Ratza Liyavam El Lachot? The older brother doesn't want to do Yibum, he only wants to do Chalitza. And even though he wants to do Chalitza, we still say V'katani Mahalchin Etzel Ha'achin, we still go to the younger brothers to see if they're willing to do Yibum. So we see from here, Shema Amina B'es Katan Adifa. The B'es of a younger brother is greater than the Chalitza of the oldest brother. Mar says, Lo, that's not how to read the Mishnah. The Mishnah is meant to be read, Lo Ratza Lachlotz Lo Liyavim. He doesn't want to do any of them. The Gadol refuses, I am not involved in this at all. No Yibum, no Chalitza. Then we say, we go on to the younger brothers. The Gemara says, if that's the case, the Kavase, if we're talking about where the older brother refuses both Yibum and Chalitza, so then also by Gavi Ha'achin, regarding the other brothers, when they say Lo Ratzu, that also means Lo Lachlot Lo Liyavim, they also don't want to do Chalitza Yibum. So Amai Chosen Eitzah Gadol. Why are we going back to the Gadol now? L'michfe L'kfiya. Sorry, I misread that.
Somebody needs to do it.
Is that the answer?
Yeah. L'michfe L'falidim.
I think it's Amai Chosen Eitzah Gadol.
Right, next question.
Okay, so why do we go back to the Gadol? What's the question there?
Meaning that they took the same position he took, and we've already exhausted all options by him.
Ah, so no one's willing to do anything, so why are we going back to the Gadol? Must be the Gadol was willing to do Chalitz in the first place. But I say we'll settle. If you guys don't want to do Chalibah, Yibam, we'll settle for Chalitza from the Gadol. Why says, no, everyone refused both Yibam and Chalitza. So why are you going back to the Gadol? L'michfe l'kfiya l'didu. Came into mitzvah alea didei ramiel didei kafinam. There's in general there's a concept that you could force a person to do mitzvah.
I think lemichva is the answer.
Yeah.
And then the Gemara is asking, I look for lili dehu. Why don't you?
Okay. So the mikveh, we force him to do the mitzvah. When a person has a mitzvah asay, we're kofin alav. We force him to do mitzvah. So the Gemara asks.
But the chalitza is mitzvah to set up.
We force him to do chalitza, I would imagine.
Oh. Yeah.
So then we say
one of them. Yeah. And he probably doesn't want to
force him to take the position.
What's about to do the chalitza? His obligation is to just go and
let's.
So we force him to do one of them. The Rashi doesn't tell us which one.
He doesn't like it.
But okay, here it says either one. So it says so lichve lididei. So why not force the other brothers? Why are you going back to the Gadol? Came the mitzvah le didei ramya le didei kafin le. Since the mitzvah begadol, so we have to force him. We could force him, and we don't force the other brothers. Then the Gemara brings another raya. Tanan, talav katan atch yagdil ein shamin lo. So let's say you say, listen, there's a katan. Let's wait until the katan gets older. Then we'll ask see if maybe he wants to perform yibum. Now vbs katan adifa, amai ein shamin lo. So and nintar. So let's wait. Meaning, if we say bs katan is really better. So let's wait for the katan to be older until he's a real 13. Sorry?
It's not the same.
This is different, right? This is now the real minor, right? It's a real minor now.
Yeah.
So here we're talking about let's wait for the katan who's a younger brother, though. There's an older brother who wants to do chalitza. But there's a younger brother who wants to be it, but we have to wait for him to become 13. So if really a BS katan of a younger brother is better than chalitza of the oldest brother, let's wait to perform the better mitzvah.
But it's not that the smaller brother wanted to, that the bigger brother told him that he wants to. It's not that the younger wants to.
Well, no,
let's wait for the katan.
We don't know what he's going to want, the younger brother.
Therefore, the big brother decides for him as of now.
We don't know.
It doesn't decide.
When he's 13, he'll decide.
Let's say the kid is 12.
No, you don't understand me. I said that the katan has no decision. It's not that he jumped up, I want to do Ibum when I'm
here. Okay, right.
It's the gadol. Decide for the katan. Now I want him to do Ibum.
We're waiting for him when he's 13
and
to decide.
If he cannot, we will wait.
Right. But he might not want to do Yibum by the time he's 13.
Yeah.
So we should hold on to the possibility he may do Yibum over accepting a Vaday Chalitza now from the Gadol.
Right. So Gemara says, Dilma Gadol.
That seems to be the case of Yehud and Tamar.
Right, yeah. We waited.
He said, wait for.
Right, yeah. The Gemara says, "Dilma gadil v'mami miyavim." Let's wait it out. Let's wait for the katan. When he gets older, he might do yibum.
Older, wait till the youngest.
So the Gemara says, "L'tameich, according to this reasoning, u'begadol ad shevo mibidines hayam ein shomim lo amai ninter dima alsi v'chalitz." So what do you mean? So why are you only bothered by the katan case? We should have waited by the katan. What about the gadol case? There's a gadol who's overseas. Why not wait for him to come overseas to perform the mitzvah? Maybe he'll want to do should be yibum, right? Yep. Maybe he'll want to do yibum. That's the answer. He jumped in the gun already. So that's the question. So again, just like we had a question about the katan, that why not wait for the katan to get older? Because maybe he'll do yibum. So too, why don't we ask the question about the person who's overseas, the gadol? Let's wait for him to come back, and maybe he'll perform yibum. The Gemara says, you're right. Those are all very good questions. That really a katan, bias katan, is greater than a chalitzas yibum, chalitzas gadol. But Ella, David just said, kol shehuya mitzvah lo mashayinin. We do not delay mitzvah. So since right now we're presented with the possibility of doing the mitzvah of chalitza, we're not going to wait the possibility. It's the only possibility of someone performing yibum. Okay, there is an interesting machlokas here about what does it mean shu mitzvah lo mashayinin lay. Is there a difference of how long, what kind of timing it is? So Truma Sadeshin says it does depend on time. Just like by Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana, so let's say the first night, we usually wait for Matzah Shabbos. So let's say the first night you can start saying it is Gimel Cheshvan, the Kiddush Levana. Gimel Cheshvan happens to be on a Tuesday night. So do we say do it Tuesday night, say Kiddush Levana Tuesday night, or wait to Matzah Shabbos and push it off a little bit? Do we say Mitzah B'Shaita Chaviva, or do we say and not to push it off? Or do you say wait for Matzah Shabbos, which is more of a Hiddur Mitzvah? So the Truma Sadeshin writes, and this way Paskin depends how many days left you have. If you have a lot, let's say 12 days left, so you could wait until Matzah Shabbos, because if you miss Matzah Shabbos, you still have the rest of the week, Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, and so on. But if, let's say, it's already the 10th or 11th, and the Tuesday night, and if you wait till Matzah Shabbos, that's your last day to say it, we say don't wait. So it all depends how much time you have left. So he says, when it comes to, by the,
it can never be the last day. The most you can have is from Sunday to Shabbos plus 4 is 11.
Sunday
and you have to the 15th. So you always have 4 more days after Shabbos, the minimum.
No, you can have Matzah Shabbos as the last night. You could have that.
How? Then you could have done the first Matzah Shabbos.
So let's say you missed. It was a cloudy day.
Only according to those, because some people hold 7 days.
Yeah, that's the right. Kabbalah.
According to those, then yes.
No, let's say the first Matzah Shabbos you missed it because it was a cloudy day.
Then okay.
Then you should do it during the week, or wait till Matzah Shabbos.
Yes. In that case, right. I'm saying from Bechatchila, right. The most you can have is 11.
Correct, yes. Correct. So he says the same thing when it comes to a katan and a gadol by Yibum, that depends how old and how far he is. We don't say if he's, let's say, 5 minutes away, let's just do the mitzvah right now. No, you can wait the 5 minutes. But there are other opinions. You quote the Tshuvas Beis Yaakov, which says, we do, even for a small amount, we say, don't delay the mitzvah. He doesn't give a shir, but it seemed that if he's out of town, let's say 45 minutes away, and right now there's someone, a brother here, who could do Yibum Chalitza, we don't say, wait 45 minutes. We say, let's do the mitzvah right now, not push it off. Okay, now the Gemara in Tapa Lama Testament Beis tells us, it's the Amri. There are those who think as follows. Bibia kuyamalo pligi the bias katan adifa. Everyone agrees that if the younger brother is willing to do bia, that's going to override the chalitza of the oldest brother. Keep pligi. When is there machlokas? Bechalitza's katan. When bechalitza's katan, which means what? Bachi itmar. Chalitza's katan, bechalitza's gadol pligiba. If the katan's willing to do chalitza and the gadol's willing to do chalitza, which one would override which? I would think it would be pasha chalitza's gadol, because the mitzvah is upon him. So that's a machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, charamar chalitza's gadol difa. The charamar ki hadada ininu, they're equal. That's the difference. Why is the chalitza gadol greater? Because the mitzvah goes upon him. When we say that mitzvah is on the oldest, that's only with respect to the mitzvah of yibum. When it comes to chalitza, they're of equal level, and therefore even chalitza's katan could override the chalitza's gadol. It doesn't say why, but I'm guessing it has to do with two ideas. One idea is, we said whenever there's yibum, there's chalitza. Whenever there's no yibum, there's no chalitza. They have to go hand in hand. How linked together are these two mitzvahs? That's one idea you have to consider. And the other consideration is, we've been speaking about, is chalitza really a mitzvah? We mentioned before, chalitza is a mitzvah. It's in the Torah. Well, gerushin is also a mitzvah.
Right.
Right, no, it's in the Torah, but we view it as a mitzvah. Just because it's counted, is it necessarily a mitzvah? When there's a gerushin, yes, it's counted as one of the mitzvahs, but is that really a positive thing? When there's arifas petach amar, when you break the neck of the donkey, is that really a mitzvah, but is it really positive? So the Rambam, for that example, arifas petach hamor, breaking the neck. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah that's equal to the pidyon of the petach hamor. They're equal approaches. The Ravid says, no, if you're going to break the neck of the donkey, it's called mafsid mamon kohen. You're damaging, you're ruining the mamon of the kohen. And the Radvaza talks about how gerushin, even though it's a mitzvah, it's really a hefsid, it's a loss, it's a bad thing. So just because it's a mitzvah doesn't necessarily mean it's the same wavelength as yibum.
It's a mitzvah with a different outcome.
Correct. But so for that reason, that's why the mitzvah of yibum on a gadol is only a yibum. But if it's a chalitza of the gadol, that's not greater than a chalitza of a katan. Because even though it's a mitzvah, it's not a real, it's not a positive mitzvah. It's not a zuchus.
אין דין מצווה בגדול אמור אלא לגבי יבם, שבזה עוסק הכתוב שממנו הדין נדרש. ואין לנו מכם לדן חליצה. Meaning that it seems that the whole drash of that the old falls on the old, the mitzvah on the oldest one is on Yibum, but it's the chalitza is separate, so it seems that...
But I guess the question, why is it separate? Is it because it's not really a mitzvah?
Yeah, 100%.
Right.
I would say differently.
Yeah.
In the Yibum, you have some kind of action taking place, a positive action that a baby can come out of it.
Okay.
And it's like in the old mitzvah, the old positive mitzvah, let's call it plus, mitzvah plus, but this is plus plus. So it's high in grade in value. In regards to chalitza, that it doesn't really matter, meaning it's a mitzvah taseh, but there's no outcome from it. So there's no real value to it comparing to the evil.
And so you're saying it's not negative, but it's just not so positive. It's neutral.
There's no hashpaot, hamshachot by chalitza. With ibum, it's a great thing, obviously.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. Running out of time. The Gemara says now, Tanan, we're going to go some of the rise we saw earlier. This should go pretty quick, the next 10 lines or so. Tanan, the Mishnah told us, L'ratzu, if the oldest brother does not want to do Yibum, Chozen Eitel HaGadol, they go to if the younger brothers don't want to do it, they go back to the oldest. My lav, L'ratzu Li'avam El Lachlotz, is not talking about a case where the younger brothers only want to do Chalitza, V'katani Chozen Eitel HaGadol, yet we still go back to the Gadol to have him do Chalitza. So Shema Amina, Chalitza is Gadol Adifa. So we see that if you have the option, the Chalitza of the Gadol is greater than the Chalitza of the Katan. We said, Lo Ratzu, when we say the younger brothers don't want to do it, means Lo Ratzu Lach Lotz Lo Liyavim, they don't want to do anything. So Mara says, wait a second, that's the case. So why are we going back to the Gavi Gadol? To Kavasa Gavi Gadol also must be a case of Lo Ratzu Lo Lach Lotz Lo Liyavim. So Ela Mai Chozen, why are you going back to Eitzel Gadol? If nobody wants to do anything, so why are you reverting back to the Gadol? Like we said earlier, l'michve, to force him to do the mitzvah of either yibum or chalitza. So l'chve l'didu, force the younger brothers to do the mitzvah. Why are you going back to the gadol? Where it says, came the mitzvah aleha didei, ram yal didei kaifinan. Since the mitzvah is incumbent upon the gadol, we go back to him and say, listen, you're the oldest, you make a decision, yibum or chalitza. Then the Gemara says, Tashma tala begadol ad sheyavah b'midas hayam. They said, you know what, let's wait for our older brother to come back. He's overseas, give it a couple days. Ein shamim lo, we don't listen. If we say that chalitza of the oldest brother is greater than the chalitza of the younger brothers, why don't we listen? Ninter dilma asiv chalitza, really asiv yavim, or I guess asiv chalitza in this case. Wait for him to come back and do chalitza. So if the chalitza of the gadol is really in fact better than the chalitza of the katan, wait a second. According to this logic, we say we don't wait for katan to get older. Why? Amai ninter dilma gadol yavim, or maybe chalitza. Probably chalitz here. So when it comes to the younger brother, we should say, wait for the katan to get better, the older. No, actually, there should be yavam here. Wait for the katan to get older, who's a real minor in this case, and maybe he'll become a gadol and want to do yibum, which is better than the chalitza. So we see we don't wait for things. Why? Ella, this is a different discussion of kol shihui mitzvah lo shahinan. We don't wait, we don't delay the performance of mitzvahs and oraya.
Wait, like, at least away because she's sitting shiva. So maybe the gadol will come back from dinat hayam. In that time. Or maybe 30, I don't know what's the rules. You know.
It's a good kasha. It's a good kasha. I think Rabbi Kiyager talks about something back here. Very good.
Right, so the question is how long? What's considered waiting?
Because I don't know if you're doing Yibum right away the second day. You died? Okay, do Yibum. You need this. She's sitting Shiva now. And maybe it takes time. The process takes times anyway. And maybe by that, the katan will be gadol or the guy on vacation will come back.
Interesting. He asked a different type of question here. But it's a very good question. So a week to get back, I guess. Okay, then the Gemara says, Tanan Hasam, the Mishnah, the end of the first paragraph of Bechoros, tells us, Mitzvah Yibum Kodemus LeMitzvah Chalitza. And the option, we always encourage someone to do Mitzvah Yibum because that's a greater mitzvah than that of Chalitza. So Barishona, Shayu Miskavna L'Shem Mitzvah, that was only in the beginning when they had their proper intentions. They wanted to do really the mitzvah of the L'Shem Shemaim. Achshav nowadays, however, Ein Miskavna L'Shem Mitzvah, they don't have the proper intentions, so therefore they have unfortunately, the Machshavos of being Pogea Be'eshesach, which is inappropriate, so therefore we say Chalitza and no Yibum. Amru, then they said back, Mitzvah Chalitza, Kodmas L'Mitzvah Yibum. But then they said, you know what, really, then they said Mitzvah Chalitza is going to be greater than Mitzvah Yibum because they have no Kavana. So Amar Rav, Ein Kofin. Ein Kofin what? Rashi said,
I'm
yeah.
Sorry, I don't understand. But the halacha is no different. This is just a theory, right? Or what? I don't understand. What's the Gemara saying?
The Gemara says that, do we encourage, which way do we encourage? Do we encourage Yibum or do we encourage Chalitza? So initially, we encourage Yibum because the Yibum was the better approach. It's all the hashpaos and stuff and continuing.
So the Gemara is saying that let's say the oldest one doesn't want to do Yibum, so we're ready then tell him to do Chalitza or he keeps on going down?
No, now he said, but forget the oldest, youngest. New point. One brother, let's say. One brother, and he has the option of Yibum or Chalitza.
Yes,
we say,
better do right. Chalitza.
But nowadays, if people have the wrong Kavanas,
right,
we say Chalitza is better than Yibum.
Right.
So then the Gemara says, Amarav Ein Kofim. We don't force. We don't force what? Rashi says all the way on the top. Rashi says, Amar Rav Ein Kofin. Inicha Letervayu Liyivume Ein Kofin. So Lachlots, if both parties, both the brother-in-law, the Yavam, and the sister-in-law, both agree, we don't force them to do Chalitza. Dinei Malav L'mitzvah Mechavnei U'pagav B'Yisra Eishizach. We don't say, oh, come on, you guys are having inappropriate Kavanas. We're not saying that. Ela, Iba Miyabem. If they want a Miyabem, they're allowed to. That's what Rav holds.
Wow, so it is.
Then the Gemara says, Ki Asu L'kame D'Rav. When they came to Rav, Amar Lehu, he said to them, Ibai Chalotz, Ibai Yavam, B'idach Tal Achmara. If you want, you have the option of either doing Yibam or Chalitza. It's all up to you guys, as the Torah says, Vim Lo Yachotz Aish, that the man doesn't want to do Yibam. Ha'im Chafetz, if you want to, if the man wants to, Ibai Chalitz, Ibai Yavam, he has the option. So we don't rule out Yibam anymore. It's a possibility. Vaf Rav Yehuda Savar in Kofin, he also says we don't force them to do Chalitza. How do we see that? Midaskin Rav Yehuda, Begita, Rav Yehuda had the following nusach in the get, the Chalitza. Chalitza, there was a get that was given when the Chalitza was done. They also wrote a document. What did it say? I'm going to need help here probably. Eich plonis, bas plonis, that we see the woman, the daughter of their father, Akravis yas ploni yivama, kadmana lebedina, had brought forward the yavam, the brother-in-law, to Bezdin, v'ashimudainu, Dachua de Misna, and it was known somehow. I think Rashi explains how they knew, but I remember I saw Chalitza once. They had to bring Edom to say, or someone had to come testify, that the brother in law and sister in law were actual brother in laws and sister in laws. That had to take place. And they proved that he was the brother of the mace, Me'aba, from the father's side, Nihu. Varmulei, and they say to him, the basin says to him, Itzavas liyavim yavim. If you want to do yibum, vilo. If not, it lay the raglecha, the yamina. Show us your right leg. V'itlei lei ragla dimina. V'shar sina me'al raglei. And remove the shoe from your right leg. V'yarkas panpei ruka. And spit in front of us. The woman should spit in front of us. The mischaz lebedina alara. The basin should see it fall on the ground.
I think our school need your help.
Yeah? Okay.
Good. I was thinking the same thing.
Okay. So we see from all this, so in the nusach of the get chalitza, Yehuda has the option there of, if you want to do Yibum, you could do Yibum. If you don't want to, you don't want to. So Rabbi Yehuda also allowed for Yibum, Bizman Hazeh. And further, Rabbi Chia Bar Abia Misayim Bei Mishmei Rabbi Yehuda, V'akrino Mad Yechsib B'Sefer Araisa De Moshe Ashmudinu. So he also, Akrino.
That's the Moshe, okay.
He would read what was written in the Torah, I guess, part of the Nusach. And what's written in the Torah, of course, included the psukim of the option of Yibum. So the very fact that he did that tells us that Yibum is still an option. Okay. Now, after recording all those different opinions, in the end of the day, the maskana, there's machlokes rishonim and geonim, how we paskin. Some rishonim said that mitzvahs chalitza is kodemes, and that includes the opinions of Rav Nuchinoya Gon, Rav Hai Gon, Rav Amram Gon, many shiltas, Rav Chai Gon, many of the geonim said that way. But Tosos says that Medina, even Yibam is first. This is Tosas here. This is Tosas here. I think it's a long one. You see the end of the long Tosas, Amarav, all the way at the bottom, three lines up. Rabbeinu Tam Pasakan, the Mitzvah Yibam Kodemis, the Chazabo, Rabbeinu Chanan, Pasakan, the Mitzvah Yibam Kodemis, the Chazabo, the Perish Mitzvah Chalitza, Pasak, the Mitzvah Chalitza Kodemis. So I guess initially said Yibam was Mitzvah Yibam was before, and then he was Chozer, I guess.
Perak
Mitzvah Chalitza. Okay, fine. So for near here, apparently he says that Yibam is better. Later on, he paskins that it's Chalitza is better. Okay. In the end of the day, I imagine, I don't think we allow Yibam anymore. It has to be Chalitza.
No, nowadays, there isn't. That was my question. Who this from what time do we know?
How far back does it go?
Yeah.
From the again, right at the times the Mishnah tells us, the Mishnah Bechoros, this Mishnah tells us that Yibam was no longer, we always do Chalitza. Or Chalitza's Kodemis.
So today someone insists to do Yibam, we won't let them do Yibam.
Right, I don't think so. I don't think we would let.
Let's say he's going to hold a woman to be Naguna if he doesn't do Yibam.
No,
we wouldn't cave on that.
Right. I guess we've enforced everything we can to do Chalitza, all the different avenues that we take.
Wow.
I think. I don't know. Okay. That thing where it says Ashtemudinhu, Pligi, what does that mean, Ashtemudinhu? That we how do we know that this was really the brother of the mace? So the Gemara says, Pligiba, Rav Acha Ravina. They have a machlokas. Charamar be'edim. You need two edim to testify. The charamar afilu karov, afilu isha. Even a woman, even a karov. Vihilchsa Gluya Milsa Balma, who afilu karov, afilu isha. Since it's simply Megal Milsa, it's not a real edus. It's Gil Milsa. It's something that's going to be, if they're wrong, no one's going to come and lie about this because they could easily find out and someone could say they're wrong. So I think when I saw this chalitza take place, I believe it was a woman who was the one testifying that it was a brother of the mace who was doing chalitza with them.
When was the gzera from Migersha that said that you cannot marry them to women anymore?
I think the 1400s or so.
So anyway, you cannot do ibum from that.
No, let's say you're single. The brother-in-law is single, not married.
But
you are raising a good question. In the back, they discuss. Let's say someone is married. So then, do we allow Yibum? In that case, does that override to Kodesh Rabbeinu Gershom? That's an interesting question that the Achronim do deal with.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what they do discuss. Then the Gemara says, Barishona, initially, Haisha Hayu Miskavnin L'Shem Mitzvah, Mitzvah Yibum Kodem L'Mitzvah Chalitza. Initially, where they had proper intentions, they said Yibum is greater than Chalitza. The achshav nowadays, shame is kavanah l'shem mitzvah, amru mitzvah chalitza, kodemis l'mitzvah yibam. Now with the improper kavanos, we say chalitza is better. Amru Rami bar Chama, amru b'yitzchak, chazu lomar. Then they retracted and said, you know what, really now, mitzvah yibam is kodemis l'mitzvah chalitza. They keep going back and forth. So amru Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, achshav dari. You think our generation got better? No way our generation got better. How could it go back to us having greater kavanos than the previous doros?
Yeah.
So Gemara says, Meikara is the discussion not of the kashrus of the door. It was a discussion on how to understand the Pesukim. Meikara Savrilei, Kabashol. Initially, they held like Abashol. Ulvasof, Savrilei Krabbanim. Then they retracted to follow the opinion of the Rabbanim. What's this machlokas Abashol versus Rabbanim? The Tanya, Abashol Omer, Hakonis is Yivamto, L'shem Noi, L'shem Ishish, L'shem Davar Acher, Kilo Poge Be'erva, V'karvani Be'enai Lios Havlad Mamzer. Says Abashol, somebody who's Konis is Yivamto and has intentions because she's so beautiful, or Ishus, he wants to marry her, which doesn't seem so bad, or if some other improper intentions, so then it's Ke'ilu Poge Be'erva, and it's close to having a child of Mamzer. And that's not really a Mamzer because Mutter, but that's how he views this. That's the opinion of Abashal, so that's why they said Chalitza is going to override Yibum. But Chacham Omrim, Yivama, Yavalea, Mikomakum. Says the Gemara, Yivama, you do Yivam. In any case, regardless of the Shema, we pass in mitzvahs, Einot Tzichas Kavana. The only few mitzvahs you require Lashma is Sukkah, Tefillin, and Tzitzis. Other than that, we don't really need Lashma. You don't need to know the reasons behind things, the intentions behind things. Chacham and say, therefore, it could be done even with the improper Kavanos, and the Yibam will be Chal. And that's what they retracted to say. Nowadays, Yibam is going to be preferred to Chalitza. I think we should stop here because this discussion goes, I think, well into the next daf.
Okay. Here it says, I didn't read the whole thing, but it says,
yeah.